The expert student's version of follow the leader is very similar to the last game we learned about in gaining skills. Step one is the same, which is to make a stage area using masking tape on the floor. Step two is also the same. This is also an activity in which the leader chooses ahead of time which single student is going to copy their actions, and they tell them this before they do anything. Step three is similar in that the leader is going to now do an action on the stage, but the difference here is that they are also now adding some words. So we've listed some examples of actions and words that might go together. For example, walk over to and look out the window and say, it's sunny outside. Open and look through a book and say, I'm reading this book. Jog in a circle and say, this is a lot of exercise. Put crayons in a bin and say, I'm cleaning up the crayons. So, and again, as in the gaining skills activity, we don't want to mime any of these things. We do want to have the actual objects if objects are mentioned and we're using them in our actions. So we add some words, but the next step is the same, step four. The selected player gets up on the stage and repeats the action and says the words that we have just demonstrated, that the leader has just demonstrated. So here's another change in step five. In step five, the leader gets back onto the stage and repeats the same action and words, but this time they do it using a different emotion. So we recommend using one of the four basic emotions, happy, sad, scared, or angry. And I would also add that anger is an emotion that, although students often find it very easy to emulate, if you're pretending to do something in an angry way, sometimes it's easy also for that to get a little bit out of control. So you have to just gauge with your kids what they can or can't handle with that. And so step six, after you've done this, repeating this words and action with a different emotion, step six, of course, is to go back and try new actions and words, or to have new leaders. Now, I will say that for some of our kids, it's challenging for them to lead this activity. Some kids are working on emotional recognition and this kind of thing, and it's a pretty difficult thing for them still. So it may take a while before your kids might be able to lead this, but that's why it's called expert students only. Hope you enjoy it.